Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Of course, we are following the story in Ukraine very, very closely. We're also getting a, and I don't know how accurate this is or isn't, that we are being told we are not allowed, well, not in South Africa, but around the world, people are calling it a crisis and not a war. And why would that even be? This is a war. This is a war where Russia invaded her democratic neighbor. It's a war. It's aggression. Why are we so scared to call it what it is? And what does it say about us that that is the case? Well, we've asked Ms. Lyubov Abrivitova, and I do apologize if I haven't pronounced your name well, Ukrainian ambassador to South Africa, to join us this morning. Thank you for doing so during a very difficult time. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
It must be infuriating in many ways to watch some of the politicization of something that is very simply a horrific human rights abuses and war crimes happening, and everybody or many are couching it in politically distant language.
Of course, it makes me furious, but you know, it's something that unfortunately politicians don't understand, also tightening their hands. Did you see evacuation of your citizens in Ukraine? You have your citizens, and when you call the war a crisis, you are not even able to call to the government of this terroristic state to tell them, give us possibility to take out our citizens, because you are not basically recognizing them to be a part of the war, to be the part of the problem. That's something that you and all other countries have really to understand, to realize that it's only the first time, but there will be much more. So as soon as you recognize and you name the problem its name, and you are able to address it.
There's a very well-known saying that if you can't name it, you certainly can't tame it. And that's really what we're talking about here. If we are unable to call it what it is, then, as you say, we can't deal with the consequences that follow. It's not a crisis. It is a war. Why do you think there is a reluctance to name it and call it that which it is?
I even see the reluctance or some interesting tendency when some of the countries are trying to put the situation, like the war, from one side to Europe or West versus Russia. And when I see the number of countries that voted during the United Nations General Assembly, which is 141 worldwide, how you can still blame West to be supportive to Ukraine when all the world is trying to say and protect? But this narrative is very comfortable for someone. And I'm not saying for South Africa. I'm saying in general for those who are keeping this narrative of misnaming the war, or who are trying to stay in their political positions and political ties, or who are trying to get the very quick and very short perspective profit of this conflict. But it will not last long. And remember that now when you have these sanctions, this is, we call it first level sanctions, but there are always, in every sanction history, the second level of sanctions that are directed also for those who are supporting the aggressor or the enemy.
The reaction by, excuse me, the South African government, where they say they're being neutral, They're abstaining. They're being neutral. The reality is there's very little such thing. There's no such thing as being neutral in a situation like this. By not condemning Russia, you've chosen a side. Is there an official Ukrainian response to the South African government, given their outrageous position on this conflict?
You know, we are a democratic country, and we are fighting now with undemocratic country. And we are showing our values now through losing our people. And when I say neutrality is a very tricky thing, and I believe that most of the neutral countries will address a big challenge now. So officially we are requesting now the neutral country, as South Africa, to completely stop any technical and military cooperation with Russia, with the aggressor state, who is making war, who terrorizes us. The clone of Hitler is in Ukraine making war now. I mean, Mr. Putin. So I'm calling now officially, and I did, the government of South Africa be neutral to stop military and technical cooperation with Russia. We'll see. So this is the challenge.
Has there been any, the South African government reached out to the Ukrainian embassy here to try and explain their position?
No.
No?
No.
You've had no word from the South African government to explain the position that they have taken?
Well, when we say we are in diplomacy, we are reading the official statement.
Yes? I don't mean...
All of us read the address of His Excellency, Mr. President, 2 days ago, I guess. Yeah, we acknowledge that, we saw it, we see it as the message and as the way of communication. But if you ask me whether we were communicated straightly by any representative of the government, I say no.
It's absolutely unbelievable to me. Because it really is as much as the government can claim neutrality, if there isn't a desire or an interest or enough care to make direct contact with the official Ukrainian representatives in this country, that tells a whole story, and obviously it's something that is noteworthy. South Africa is choosing, and perhaps as a diplomat you can't say it, or maybe you can say it, but they are choosing to stand on the wrong side of history, and it is shameful.
Let me not support you, because I'm here not to criticize your government.
I'm
here to deliver the message of my government, and I'm here to protect interests of my people everywhere in the world and in South Africa. So I have to be able now to protect my people
100%.
Here, or to provide them with basic needs and abilities. And in order to do so, I have to have a channel to speak to the government on different levels. I strongly believe that, especially when they are declaring the neutral status. And I believe that the government of South Africa is speaking to both all the international society, international community, and to their people through this statement. And we are receiving that as it is.
It is absolutely astounding. And all we can do is tell you, which I'm sure that you already know, that in this case, the people of South Africa are absolutely not supportive, by a vast majority, I would imagine, not supportive of the behavior of the South African government. I can tell you that the support for Ukraine, for the people of Ukraine, is overwhelming on the streets of South Africa. And it is absolutely astounding that the government of South Africa is not keeping pace at all. with the reality on the ground. So all I can say to you is Godspeed, and please God, it will get resolved as quickly as possible, with minimal more damage, with minimal loss of life, and that certainly we are thinking and praying for the Ukrainian people as they go through this terrible, terrible time.